doctors, ladies and gentlemen. There's one. So we'll ask Lucas Wojcik, if would you address us, please?
Thank you.
Good afternoon, and thank you for giving me time to speak about an issue that's deeply concerning to me about my alma mater. I graduated from the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign from the College of Engineering in 2009. One of my interests and concerns, both now and while I was a student, is sustainability. I was involved in Students for Environmental Concerns, along with other campus groups, and worked on several campaigns, including the wind turbine. While working toward campus sustainability, the response from the university was sometimes frustrating, and as an alumnus, it continues to be a source of concern. I'm disappointed to see that the board pulled the wind turbine agenda off the agenda during the last meeting. And this is especially troublesome since in February, President Hogan expressly committed to bringing up the agenda, bringing up the item on the agenda in March, and he said that the university is committed to funding the project. These actions amount to broken promises to students and other members of the university community. Unfortunately, this isn't the first time that the university administration has ignored the students' wishes. As with this time, both previous times that the project has been canceled was during finals week, not only excluding students from the decision, but also preventing them from being able to respond. Students and staff have spent countless hours working on the wind turbine project. Alumni like me are concerned with this devastating loss. The end of the wind turbine project means not only less of my effort, along with many others, but also the end of a biggest and most visible sustainability project the university was working on. The most troubling part is the university continues to make authoritarian decisions, ignoring student wishes, and not making progress towards sustainability. As an alumnus, it is very important to me that the administration engages the student body in open and honest dialogue. I believe that is the most important part of my speech. The university should uphold the ideals of democracy, especially as the flagship institution for the state. It is vital for the administration to continue communicate with the students and work with student leaders to reach fair decisions. The administration and students should be partners in improving the university, not adversaries. Even in light of all this, I commend the university for its commitment to sustainability and the work that has already been done. However, the university is already behind on commitments it made in the Climate Action Plan and is in danger of falling short of the president's climate commitment. The Climate Action Plan is a commitment signed by Chancellor Easter to advancing sustainability on campus, and this is for the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign campus specifically. It includes commitments to transition off of coal at Abbott Power Plant by 2015, reduce building energy use by 30% by 2020, and source 5% of the energy from renewable sources by 2015. It also included a commitment to building the wind turbine. Recently, environmental sustainability is becoming more and more vital to institutions. From my job experiences working as an advisor to students in their college choices of colleges, I can attest to the importance of sustainability and transparency for incoming students. Actually, last week I was looking at the Princeton Review of Green Colleges, and I'm proud to say that University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and University of Illinois Chicago made the list. But once looking a little bit closer at the numbers, I was disappointed to see that our numbers for things like renewable energy and local food use are one of the lowest on the list. A university half-heartedly committed to sustainability and ignoring student wishes will now look favorably to new candidates and will turn away many of the most active and intelligent students. A coalition of student leaders has drafted a package for guiding future sustainability efforts, most of which have already been committed to by the UIUC administration. This list includes the university becoming more responsive to student concerns and initiatives to move the Office of State Sustainability into the Office of the Chancellor. Removing roadblocks to current initiatives pursued by the Student Sustainability Committee, establishing a clean energy revolving loan fund administered by student board, and restoring campus green spaces to native landscapes. The document I passed out is a draft that is being worked on currently. It has much more detailed information regarding the packages the students are proposing. I strongly urge the board to take this package seriously, encouraging the administration to engage in open and honest communication with the student body, renew the university's commitment to climate action plan and sustainability overall. Again, this list has been drafted by students who will continue to pursue the issue of sustainability on campus. Virtually all the major efforts on sustainability have arisen from projects proposed and planned by students, and it's time for the university to take on its share of their responsibility. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the handout as well. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I guess we have to acknowledge the future board meetings. We're going to meet on Wednesday, July 20th for the retreat, and Thursday, July 21st for the regular board meeting. And then September 8th, we're going to meet in Springfield, and on December 2nd in Urbana. Charles?
Before we leave, very briefly, I just wanted to thank everyone, my fellow trustees, for making this experience what it has been. You all have, whether you know it or not, impacted me in some way or another, whether it be from professional advice or relationship advice in some way. I'd like to thank Michelle and her staff for proving that superwomen do exist and you can't be in one place. You can't be in any places at one time. everyone from our campus, and TFIN for always. Every time there's something going on with the Board of Trustees, TFIN is always in the corner somewhere clapping. So thank you for your support and just thank everyone. And I don't really consider this leaving. I consider myself going on sabbatical, so you'll see me soon.
Thank you.
Well
thank
said.
You, Charles. Okay, so is there we could adjourn now if we had a motion.
So moved.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Yeah.